It was a busy day yesterday at the California State Capitol. Assembly members spent 2 hours debating legislation that would allow terminally ill Californians to end their lives with a doctor's assistance. Governor Jerry Brown and key Democratic leaders altered a high-profile climate change measure. And Brown threw in a veto just to make things interesting. Let's bring in Capitol Public Radio's Ben Adler now for some analysis. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Steve.
First up, the biggest surprise of the day, that climate change bill. What's been stripped out of the bill and why?
Well, we're talking about SB 350, which was intended to put into law Governor Brown's three big greenhouse gas reduction goals from his inaugural address back in January. First, increasing the energy that California gets from renewable sources from a third to a half. Second, doubling the energy efficiency of existing buildings. And third, cutting vehicle petroleum use in half, all by the year 2030. Now, that last goal, cutting vehicle petroleum use in half, is the one that faced the strongest opposition. It was bitterly opposed by the oil industry and business groups, and they ran millions of dollars of TV and radio ads targeting key Democratic Assembly members. Apparently succeeded, because Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins said yesterday that the votes in her chamber to pass SB 350 with the vehicle petroleum provision simply weren't there. So now, with that provision gone, the bill with the other two mandates, renewable energy and energy efficiency in buildings, is expected to pass.
That's a big setback for the governor, isn't it?
Absolutely. Brown has traveled the world this year using remarkably strong language in calling for the stronger efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And most recently, he attended the Climate Change Symposium at the Vatican. Later this year, he's expected to travel to Paris for the United Nations Climate Summit. And that would be the crowning accomplishment to take with him, SB 350. Now it won't, because members of his own party weren't there for him. Also a setback for Senate leader Kevin DeLeon, who put the governor's proposals into legislation and pushed them hard all year long. And Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins, who's nearing the end of her speakership, either could not or would not deliver the votes in her chamber. And sure, all three leaders tried to put a positive spin on this yesterday. They said they were, you know, refusing to give in to the oil industry's efforts to weaken California's environmental regulations. But it's hard to see this development as a positive one for any of them.
Another ambitious goal of the governor and Democratic legislative leaders was to reach a deal on transportation funding, road repairs, with billions of dollars in new revenues from gas tax and vehicle fee increases. But that's not going to happen either.
No, at least not this week. At the news conference on the climate change bill, the speaker said the plan is to keep negotiations going after lawmakers leave town tomorrow night. And fact is, it's not just that there weren't enough Republicans able to vote or willing to vote for gas tax and vehicle fee increases. Several Democrats weren't on board either, and you need a two-thirds vote, so the deal just wasn't ready to go.
The end-of-life legislation, which supporters call death with dignity and opponents call assisted suicide, passed the assembly yesterday.
It did, with just one vote to spare, and after 2 hours of debate that did not fully fall upon party lines. 10 Democrats voted to oppose the measure, 3 Republicans voted to support it. And the real question now isn't whether this bill will clear the legislature. It likely will pass the state Senate between now and tomorrow night. The question is whether Governor Brown will sign it. He, of course, was a Jesuit seminarian in his younger days, and he declined to answer a reporter's question yesterday on the measure, but he has clearly put thought into it. He spent an hour on the phone last year with Brittany Menard, the terminally ill young woman who moved from California to Oregon to take advantage of that state's end-of-life law.
Finally, Ben, the drone bill that the governor vetoed last night. Remind us, what would that bill have done?
It would have banned drones from flying at low altitudes over private property. Supporters voiced privacy concerns, you know, the fear that drones might record kids in their backyards. But the governor wrote in his veto message that the measure could expose both hobbyists and commercial drone operators to burdensome litigation. There may also have been another factor that the governor didn't mention in his veto message, the opposition of the tech industry and companies like Amazon, because Amazon wants to deliver packages by drone someday soon. And you've heard the saying, as the crow flies, it's a lot faster to deliver packages as the drone flies, if you will, by taking a straight line to a destination rather than zigzagging along city streets.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
That's our Capitol Bureau Chief, Ben Adler. This is Capitol Public Radio.